From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Hattie Hunch in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Nobody at the Circle wanted to be the first one wrong. Saul, Priya, Jay, and Tam had a problem in front of them about a strange machine that took any number, and if it was even, halved it, and if it was odd, did something else. And the question was whether every number eventually came back down to one. The Circle had ideas, but nobody would say them. Saying an idea meant maybe being wrong in front of everyone. A girl flickered onto the screen, grinning like she was about to do something slightly reckless. She had a baseball cap on backwards. "You all have a hunch," she said. "I can tell. You're sitting on it because it might be wrong. I'm Hattie, and that's the saddest thing I can imagine. A perfectly good guess, dying of shyness." She pointed at Saul. "You, what do you think happens? Don't be right, just be brave." Saul swallowed. "I think every number does come back to one, eventually, even the big ones." "There it is," Hattie crowed. "A guess, a real one. Now we have something to chase. You can't test a thought you never said out loud." Hattie spun the backwards cap around and leaned in. "Here's my whole deal," she said. "Most people wait until they're sure before they'll say anything. And you know what? On a hard problem, you're never sure at the start. So waiting to be sure means waiting forever. Meanwhile, the guessers, the ones brave enough to say, 'I bet it's this,' they actually get somewhere. Because a guess gives you something to test." She tapped the table. "When I was little, I was terrified of being wrong. I'd sit on my ideas like they were eggs. Then I noticed the kids who blurted out guesses were learning twice as fast as me. Not because their guesses were right, but because every guess they made, right or wrong, told them something. A right guess wins. A wrong guess shows you exactly where the truth isn't. Either way, you come out ahead." "But what if the guess is dumb?" Tam asked. "Then it's a fast dumb," Hattie said. "You find out in 2 minutes instead of agonizing for an hour. A guess you test isn't dumb. It's just quick." So the Circle started guessing, out loud, on purpose. "I bet odd numbers shoot up first," Priya said. "Like 7 gets bigger before it comes down." "Test it," Hattie said. They ran 7 through the machine. It jumped to a bigger number, then bounced around. Up, down, up, and then, after a long, wild ride, tumbled all the way down to 1. Jay tried 9. Same thing, a chaotic climb, then a fall to 1. "My guess was half right," Priya said. "Odds do shoot up first, but they still come down eventually, just like Saul guessed." "So now we have 2 tested guesses," Hattie said. "Odds climb before they fall, and so far, everything lands on 1. You didn't have to be certain. You just had to guess and check, and let the wrong parts of the guess tell you something."
Hattie watched the Circle, delighted, as they kept guessing and testing, the fear completely gone from the table. "Look at you," she said. "An hour ago, nobody would say a word, because a word might be wrong. Now you're throwing out guesses like it's nothing, and learning from every single one. The wrong ones aren't embarrassing you, they're helping you." Priya's odd shoot up wasn't even fully right, and it taught us the most. Priya looked at her half-wrong guess that had turned out to be so useful. "I almost didn't say it," she admitted. "It felt risky." "It was risky," Hattie said warmly. "That's what made it worth something. The safe move was to stay quiet and learn nothing. You took the risk, set the guess, and it cracked the problem open, even the part of it that was wrong." She tipped her cap. "That's the bravest kind of smart there is. Not being right, being willing to be wrong out loud." Saul grinned. "It's kind of fun, actually, guessing." "It's the most fun there is," Hattie said. "It's the part where you stop being scared and start playing."
Later, as the Circle broke up, Priya stayed behind. "Can I ask you something?" she said. Doesn't it ever sting, guessing wrong in front of everyone? Hattie pulled her cap off and turned it over in her hands. It used to sting like crazy, she said, back when I thought a wrong guess meant I was wrong. Like being mistaken about a problem said something bad about me. That's the thing that keeps everybody quiet. She shook her head. But a guess isn't a grade on your soul. It's a tool. You throw it at the problem to see what bounces back. When I finally understood that my guesses weren't me, they were just things I was trying, the sting went away, and what was left was so much better. She put the cap back on, backwards. Being willing to be wrong out loud, she said, is the secret door. Almost nobody walks through it because it's scary, but everything good is on the other side. And as Priya walked home, she realized the thing she felt wasn't the old fear of being wrong at all. It was a light, daring kind of courage, the brand new feeling of being someone brave enough to say her guess out loud and find out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hattie Hunch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.